From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yep, morning, Mike.
No change today, I'm thinking?
We can't be completely sure.
Here we go.
I'll tell you why. The RBNZ step up to the monetary policy stage today. The official cash rate is currently at 1%. We had those couple of moves last year. May, a quarter of a percent lower, and then that surprise 50 basis point cut in August. It is a monetary policy statement day, so we do get a document, we get lots of data, lots of commentary. Look, the consensus expectation is 1%, that the OCR will be left unchanged. And I suppose a couple of ways of looking at this, Mike. If we look at the economic landscape since the last monetary policy statement in November, there's definitely, I think, been an improvement in the sorts of data they're going to look at. If we look at the labour market figures, recently you could argue we're getting close to full employment. The underutilisation rate fell. We're seeing wage growth. If I look at the forward indicators we've seen since November, look at the confidence surveys, they've stabilised, they've improved. The ANZ truckometer that was released yesterday, that's sort of suggesting that the slowdown in economic momentum, they said, has found a floor consistent with a bounce in growth from here. We've had a small tick up in inflationary expectations that was released in the last few days. And you've also potentially got that fiscal boost coming from the infrastructure spending. But of course, all of that tends to get sort of, I suppose, get balanced out. It gets leaned against by the uncertainty surrounding the impact of the coronavirus. And so, interesting in the last few days, Mike, people are starting to speculate as to what the impact might be on GDP growth. And we're getting sort of 0.5, 0.6% knockbacks on GDP growth from the coronavirus. So that's pretty substantial. So at the very least, the RBNZ has to give us a degree of comfort that they're there to provide monetary policy support if need be. But remember, the mandate is inflation and supporting an environment that supports maximum sustainable employment. You could either they're doing both of things, but Mike, here's the thing. The thing that you have to think about is think about the lag you've got in terms of monetary policy being effective. And that's the thing. So if they wait and see what the impact of the coronavirus is on the domestic economy, it's too blooming late, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But you don't cut on stuff you don't know and then have to walk it back. Worst thing a Reserve Bank can do.
Here's the conundrum. So that's why if I have to make a call, I'd say I would have thought the prudent thing to do is just wait and see. You've got another 6 weeks before the next, and this thing is changing so rapidly. You've got another OCR shortly.
Exactly.
However, you can't discount them going.
Okay. Now, the Crown Accounts, Grant was busy telling us how flush he is, which he isn't, of course. But, I mean, it depends how much you want to borrow. But we're okay, aren't we?
Crown Accounts for 6 months to December released yesterday. Yeah, it's not a sexy bit of data, is it? But that's your financial report card. It is looking good. Operating balance before the OBGAL, the worst named financial statistic in the world. The operating balance before gains and losses was above forecast by 0.5 billion. He said they're in a good place to withstand any impact from the coronavirus. And in that respect, he is right, Mike.
Now, you mentioned there was a bloke before. I don't know if you heard it. He was talking about the global markets, and the global markets don't seem to be remotely worried about the virus at the moment. But one of
what
the things
virus?
He said is people aren't going to the movies. People aren't congregating. They're not out and about, of course. And that applies to the company we've talked about a bit on this program, isn't it? Vista.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make this point sort of quickly. We keep thinking about the impact of on the virus on our domestic sectors, on people, you know, education, students coming in, tourists coming here, on our exporters sending stuff out. But we have got companies that operate in China. And Vista provides, software into cinema complexes. And if there's one thing the Chinese aren't doing at the moment, they aren't going to the movies. They work on a sort of a commission basis. So we have not only Vista, but other companies as well that will be impacted by the slowdown and domestic activity within China, as well as the exporters, the education providers and tourism providers.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones. So Jerome Powell just giving testimony to the Congress at the moment. We have what I call a yellow submarine day, mate. Sky blue out there and sea of green in front of me at the moment. Sea of green. The Dow Jones, 29,308, up 32. As I look at it, the S&P 500, 3363 up 12, and the NASDAQ 9683 up 55 as we speak. The FTSE 100 was up 52, 7499. The Nikkei, they weren't playing ball with the rest of the market. They were down 142, 23685. The Shanghai Composite up 11, 2901. The ASX 200 gained 43 yesterday, 7055. The NZX 50 storming up 1.13%. 11,834 on the wholesale markets. The currencies, one Kiwi dollar, 0.6401 US, 0.9537 Aussie, 0.5861 Euro, 0.4943 pounds, 70.26 yen. Gold, $1,566.32, and small rally in Brent crude, $54.15.
See you Thursday. Appreciate it, Andrew Kelleher, and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.